You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of another feature to do with the Apple Watch. And in this demonstration, I'm actually going to show you how to make a phone call on the Apple Watch and also how to answer an incoming call on your Apple Watch. Two ways that I tend to make phone calls on the Apple Watch. Of course, the first one is to use Siri, and the second option is to use the friends button, i.e. that you've favorited, to call out that person's particular phone number. So first of all, let me just wake my Apple Watch up by touching the screen.
10:24 and 40 seconds.
So if I just do this now, hey Siri, call Ellen Woodbridge home.
Calling Ellen Woodbridge home.
Okay, and if calling all goes well, my home phone will start ringing.
Button.
And there it is, and I can now answer my phone call. Hello, David Woodbridge. And we're going to get a bit of echo because I've got my landline phone very close to my Apple Watch. But if I put my landline phone down for the moment, like that, and come back to my touch screen, so I've got volume, flick to the left,
1027,
if I flick to the right, volume, Ellen Woodbridge, on the phone calling. 33 seconds so far.
End call. Button.
End call.
Mute. Button.
Yeah, I've got a mute button so I can mute my side of the conversation. And that's it. So I flip back to the left.
End call. Button.
And I can one finger double tap on end call.
End call. Dimmed.
Okay, and I've hung up the phone call.
Seconds.
Okay, so the second method was to actually use the friends button to make a phone call. So I'm going to tap my screen again to wake my screen up, my watch.
10:29 and 43 seconds.
And I'm going to press my friends button on the right hand side of my watch.
Friends. Jessica.
And let me flick to Ellen.
Ellen. Button. Okay.
And one finger double tap
to
on Ellen.
Friend.
Double tap to interact with friend. And flick to the right.
Ellen. Button. Phone. Button.
Okay, I can phone Ellen.
Digital touch. Button.
Digital touch. So I send a digital
touch
because
digital
she
touch.
Has a watch as well.
Message.
Message, and that's it. So flick back to the left.
Digital phone button. Double tap to call.
Okay, double tap to call. One finger double tap.
Phone cancel button.
And if I flick to the right.
Home 4329.
Home number.
Mobile 0421.
Okay, so I've got both numbers here for Ellen for mobile and home. So flick back to the left for home.
Home 4329.
One finger double tap to call my home number. Okay, and my phone's ringing, so I just answer the call and say hello as usual and then hang up. Okay, so let's do the reverse. Let me ring my iPhone, which will then also cause my Apple Watch to ring, of course, and I can answer the incoming call from my Apple Watch. Dialing the phone number now. And send. So I'm using a portable phone. Okay, it's dialing. Okay, it's ringing on my iPhone. It's now ringing on my wrist. So if I touch the screen once.
Answer button.
Defaults to answer button. One finger double tap.
Answer. New. Button.
Okay, and I'm now talking the phone. Let me just hang up again before we start getting the feedback.
10:36 and 59 seconds.
Okay, so that's actually how easy to answer a phone call. I'm going to dial it again, and this time I'm going to show you what other functions you've got actually on the watch face when a phone call comes in. So, dialing again. And sending, ringing, or dialing I should say. iPhone's vibrating, watch is going. Touch the screen once.
Answer.
Flip to the left.
Decline call.
Decline call.
Incoming call.
Incoming call.
David Woodbridge.
That's a caller ID. Flip back to the right.
Decline call.
Decline call.
Answer.
Answer.
Send a message.
Send a message.
Answer on iPhone.
Answer on iPhone.
David.
And again, 10:38. David. 10:38. Let me just hang up.
10:38 and 16 seconds.
And the other really nice thing you can also do is put your hand over and actually mute the ringer volume on the actual watch so it's not interfering with anybody. Let me just show you how that works. So I'm going to dial my number again. and pressing send. Dialing the number. My watch is ringing, and oh dear, it's too loud. I'm in a meeting. Put my hand over the watch face, and it silenced it. I haven't actually disturbed anybody. And it looks like, to remember though, once you've muted that, it actually stays muted. So if I ring my iPhone stroke watch again, so I'm putting my number again, and press send, dialing, ringing. Now my watch is just vibrating this time on my wrist. If I just touch the screen,
answer.
Okay, I've got answer, flick to the left,
decline call,
decline call.
Incoming call,
decline call.
Answer.
Send
a message.
So I'm going to decline
answer.
It.
Decline call.
Okay, and it's gone. So to unmute the watch, you need to go into glances. So I'm just going to tap on my screen to wake my screen up again.
10:43 and 47 seconds.
And two finger flick up to bring up glances.
Settings connected.
Now I'm actually in the settings glance already. Remember, if glances, you can do a two finger flick left or right in between the glances. So I'm going to stay on my settings glance. If I flick to the right,
airplane mode. Switch button off.
It's airplane mode.
Do not disturb. Switch button off. Mute. Switch button on.
Okay, and we can tell mute is now on. So
setting.
One finger double tap.
Off.
Okay, I've now turned the mute off. If I grab my landline again and dial my number again, just so that we can confirm it's truly done it. Pressing send, dialing. And ringing. Okay, and there's my Apple Watch ringing again. And I'm going to shove my hand over my watch again. Put it on mute. And it's going to hang up my landline. Now, I must admit, I tend to actually have my watch most of the time muted, because particularly at work when I'm on the help desk, I don't want my iPhone or my Apple Watch ringing while I'm on the telephone. So, as I said, I just have my Apple Watch muted most of the time, and the phone call will just actually vibrate on my wrist. And as you could notice, it was much easier to access the buttons on the screen, of course, when the Apple Watch is also not ringing at the same time when you're trying to concentrate on what's being spoken with voiceover, as well as trying to deal with the ring sound of the Apple Watch. And finally, just a nice little surprise, you'll be pleased to know that you can also answer and hang up a phone call on your Apple Watch by the traditional two-finger double tap that you have on the iPhone for both answering and hanging up a phone call. So let me just show that before I end. Dialing. There's my watch ringing. Touch the screen to wake the screen up.
Answer. Incoming
call. Two-finger double tap.
And I've answered
the phone call. Let me just hang up with two-finger double tap. And there we go. Hang up my landline. So that is good news. You can do a two-finger double tap, as I just demonstrated, to answer and hang up a call. As of iOS version 1.0, the two-finger double tap, as far as I can tell, doesn't work for stop and start playing music within the music app. But hopefully that is to come in future versions.
So that completes this demonstration of making and receiving phone calls on the Apple Watch. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.